The 12th day of the blessed month of Hathor, the commemoration of the honored Archangel Michael, the head of the heavenly hosts. On this day, the Church celebrates the feast of the honored Archangel Michael. Pope Alexander, the 19th Pope of Alexandria, saw that the people, out of unawareness, celebrate a feast in the great temple of the star Zuhal, or Saturn, in Alexandria on the 12th of Hathor of every year, where they offer sacrifices and distribute its meat to the poor. When the date of the feast drew near, the patriarch gathered the Christians and preached and explained to them that this feast is for a pagan idol, and it was necessary to demolish the temple of Zuhal and replace this pagan feast with the feast of the Archangel Michael, the head of the heavenly hosts. He stands at all time before the great throne of God, interceding on behalf of the human race, for the sake of the waters of the river, the seeds and the herbs, and the air of heaven. This way, the custom of celebrating the feast continued where sacrifices were offered as a charity to the poor and the needy in the name of the Archangel Michael. They agreed to demolish the temple and to build in its place a church. The church was consecrated on the 12th day of Hathor after the name of Archangel Michael, who is with the saints, strengthening and comforting them until they completed their spiritual strife. An example of one of the Archangel Michael miracles, a God-fearing man whose name was Dorotheos and his wife Theopista held a festival of commemoration for the honored angel Michael on the 12th day of each month. It happened that this righteous family fell on hard times and had nothing to celebrate with the commemoration of the honored Michael, and so they took their clothes to sell that they might have a feast. Michael the archangel appeared to Dorotheos in the form of an honorable man and commanded him not to sell his clothes, but to go to a sheep master and to take from him a sheep worth 1/3 of a dinar. He was also to go to a fisherman and to take from him a fish worth 1/3 of a dinar, but Dorotheos was not to slit open the belly of the fish until he came back to him. Finally, he was to go to a flour merchant and to take from him as much flour as he needed for the feast. Dorotheos did as the angel commanded him. He invited the people, as was his custom, to the feast honoring the Archangel Michael. After they had finished the celebration and all the people had departed, the archangel appeared to Dorotheos as before and commanded him to cut open the belly of the fish. He found within the fish 300 dinars of gold and 3 coins, each as 1/3 of a dinar. He told him, "Use these 3 coins to buy the sheep, the fish, and the flour, and the 300 dinars were for him and his children." The angel told him God had remembered them and their oblations and had rewarded them here with his money in this world and with the kingdom of heaven on the last day. As Dorotheus and his wife were amazed at these sayings, the Archangel Michael said to them, "I am Michael the Archangel who delivered you from all your tribulations, and I have taken your oblations and alms up to God. You shall lack no good thing whatsoever in this world." They prostrated themselves before him, and the angel disappeared and went up into heaven. This is one of the innumerable miracles of this honored angel. May the prayers and intercession of the honored Archangel Michael be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 538 AD, St. John the Syrian departed. He was one of the eminent Syrian monks. He was born just after the death of his father, and so his pious mother raised him up well. When he grew, he became a monk in the monastery of Mar Thomas the Apostle in Seleucia, Syria. He grew in the monastic life and excelled in the church subjects. He was ordained a priest and was appointed an abbot for the monastery, which he managed with patience and wisdom. He established another monastery on the bank of the Euphrates River in the year 530 AD. Afterwards, he went to Constantinople and studied the Greek literature. He wrote several books, commentaries on the Holy Scriptures, on the virginal birth, the glorious resurrection, and some homilies about the martyrs. When he finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.